That $7,500 EV tax credit ending at the end of this month, and GM is making some moves, I would assume, related to that. Keith Naughton, Bloomberg Auto Business Reporter, joining us now. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Jamie.
Is it related to that? They're pulling back some production.
It absolutely is related to that. They see a slowdown coming in EV sales. This is despite the fact that GM had record EV sales last month, but that's people rushing to get an EV before the $7,500 tax credit goes away on September 30th.
So a lot of this is pertaining to assembly plants in Tennessee, and it's a mixture, right, of the demand for EVs are not quite there, and maybe the demand that we're seeing currently isn't quite real because they're working to get their vehicles before the tax credit shuts down.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. EV demand has not turned out to be what GM expected. You know, Mary Barra, the CEO, was once setting a target of going all electric by 2035. That target has gone away. So what you're seeing is there is good demand at the moment because of this tax credit expiring, but the industry really expects demand to fall off a cliff after that's gone. And the Trump administration also is taking away some of the regulatory push that gives automakers incentives to sell electric vehicles. You no longer are going to have a penalty for not meeting fuel economy standards. So it really is a way to encourage the sale of traditional internal combustion engine vehicles.
So GM is pulling back on EVs. At the same time, Ford Motor Company investing, trying to make like a very affordable electric truck.
Yeah, it's interesting. Ford has this line of lower cost EVs coming in 2027. They just announced a $2 billion investment in their Louisville assembly plant where they're going to build a $30,000 electric pickup truck starting in 27. But Ford also is pulling back on EV spending. Their CEO, Jim Farley, said they're pretty massively, are the words he used, reducing spending on EVs as they dial up spending on internal combustion engine vehicles and the hybrids.
So then what's GM going to do here? What's their, I don't know, near-term, long-term strategy for EVs in particular, and then just in their portfolio as a more general concept?
Yeah, you know, the timing has been tough for General Motors because they've just come out with a whole raft of new EV models that are quite good. The Chevy Equinox is popular, a popular electric vehicle, but the market is just not there right now. So what they're doing is they're going to reduce production, as you said, in Tennessee of a couple of Cadillac EVs. They have the Chevy Bolt coming back. That's a lower-priced EV that was pretty popular that went away in 2023. They're going to go down to one shift at a plant in Kansas there instead of doing it on two shifts. So they're just making all these adjustments that will pull back on EV production so they don't find themselves in a position with too much EV inventory that then you have to discount.
What is the latest with Tesla and Elon Musk getting back on the job there, out of politics, and you know, people talking about his pay package?
Yeah, you know, Tesla has its own affordable EV in the works. That seems to be what the industry is expecting will be the big unlock. Consumers have been put off by high prices on EVs, which average about $55,000 to $58,000 in price. So he has that going. He's really put more focus lately, though, on AI endeavors, things like robo-taxis. He feels like that's the future for Tesla. Their sales have been dropping precipitously around the world as its EV lineup ages.
Are more companies going to follow GM's lead here? I mean, Ford's been pretty nimble throughout this process. They've stayed relatively flexible on the EV front, but GM was pretty boisterous on what they wanted to accomplish, and now they're pulling back. So are other companies going to look at what GM is doing as a model?
Absolutely, Chris. And you're already seeing that. Also, this week, Nissan has said it's reconsidering its plans to build EVs in Mississippi, and it's reconsidering the whole EV strategy because of the slowdown. You know, there was a time when the industry expected EVs to account for one third or even a half of EV sales by 2030. That's expectation of that, and the Trump administration's policies of not, you know, sort of providing a lift for the EV market will have a further impact on reducing demand.
Well, Keith, we appreciate you coming on, chatting with us this morning. Keith Naughton, Bloomberg Auto Business Reporter. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
You know what's interesting is it feels like any time there's going to be a disruption in our status quo in the auto industry, there's going to be upheaval. It's going to be really difficult for consumers to get on board, whether it's electric, whether it's hybrids, whether it's hydrogen, whatever it is. At some point, there's going to be new technology that makes what we're used to, not obsolete maybe, but archaic. It's going to change. It's going to be different. And at some point, you know, there is going to be a mass adoption of it.
It's more so in Europe. There are a lot more electric vehicles elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so these companies, if they want to remain competitive, still have to make them.
Yeah.
They want to be a global
competitor. Have you seen these BYD electric vehicles that the Chinese are making?
Well, I know of them. No, I haven't seen them.
So I've seen a few of them, and they are very cool. Like, if you're into the flashy, techie stuff.
Where did you see it?
I saw one. Well, I've seen like videos of them.
Contraband one?
I've seen one on the free or one on the road. Just one.
Here?
One, yes. I think I was on the launch.
How'd it get in?
I don't know. But it was one. And at least I think that's what it was. It's got a very Tesla kind of look. It wasn't a Tesla, though. And their logo, because I was just on the side, so I couldn't really see the front, but it was at BYD. My point is, they're very cool looking. They're very sleek. They're very cheap in comparison to some of these other EVs. So
they're very cheap. And my girlfriend, who's in the auto industry, who went to Brazil to take a look at these, said they're unbelievable. Like, the technology's great. It's a great interior. You would want to have this car.
So that's the worry. And that's why these companies cannot just abandon their electric hopes. It's why they can't get out of the game altogether. Because they're betting at some point that next transition from gas is electric. Maybe it's not now, but they're betting at some point it could be. So if that's the bet, then they got to stay in the game. And you don't want, you know, the Teslas of the world to run amok either. Like, they kind of already have.
Right.
You know, you want to be another player in that game.
Right.
I don't know. It's a very interesting look at where the industry's at this point.
We have a lot coming up at 6:49. Some talkers that'll make you think. I've got one that's Lions related.
Love it. I absolutely love it. Anything football on a football Friday is good stuff. Meanwhile, 6:44, time for Automotive Views with Jamie Butters, brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Learn more at michiganbusiness.org.
By and large, August was a strong month for auto sales, which is good news for Detroit's hometown car companies. But dig a little deeper and you might find cause for concern. Most of the August gains were driven by electric vehicles. Sales of Ford's Mustang Mach-E, for example, rose 35%. Hyundai's IONIQ 5 sales jumped 61%. General Motors said August was its best EV sales month ever. Why? Customers are hurrying to take advantage of a $7,500 federal tax credit that's slated to expire September 30th. While the pull-ahead sales today are nice, the letdown looming in October could be concerning. EV demand already hasn't been what automakers expected, and it might crater once those vehicles become even more expensive without the government's help. Just as the threat of tariffs sent customers into showrooms this spring, the EV incentive rush has helped pad the industry sales stats through the first 8 months of 2025. But come the fall, the other shoe may finally drop. For this week's Automotive View, I'm Mike Martinez with Automotive News.